in Ear Post. My name's Eamon Flanagan. We're talking football, local football, across the Canberra Community Radio Network on 98.3 FM 2XX. And with me is, he was the national expert and he's just become the local expert. It's Russ Gibbs. How are you, Russ?
I'm okay, thanks. I might have got all the coaches of the local game a bit more correct than the A-League. I seem to watch a lot more of that these days.
Okay, I'm going to test you.
Don't. You can try. I might be able to help you out.
All right, go on then.
Are you going to go for it?
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Canberra FC is Turnich.
I assume you just go men, not men.
Yeah, just the men's, yeah.
Okay, all right, go on.
It's Turnich, Canberra FC.
Yep.
ANU John Mitchell.
Yep.
Wen Valley Paul Gagetti.
Yep.
Balconnon Scott Conlon.
Yep.
Canberra Olympic Ian Haywards.
Yep.
Conlon Knights Dino Grinich. Yep. Tuggeranong United Darren Viskovic. Canberra City Pat Caggiano. And Queanbeyan City is Trakowski, I think his name is this year. Zmeljo Trakowski, I think. I'm not sure for the Queanbeyan City, but that's the only one I'm not 100% on.
Okay, well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all, Russ. I would have got half of them, but...
that's why you get me to spend all your week talking to them.
That's good. Okay, we're hoping for Woden Valley's Rad Trakowski to come in the door any moment, but if he doesn't, a problem, as they say.
We'll still talk about his trip abroad.
Yeah, we will. And we'll talk... Well, we've got some news, first of all. What's happening locally, Russ?
Well, the Qantas Joeys played Turkey over the Anzac weekend. A couple of matches. They went down 1-0 and 2-1 on the weekend. The ACTAS was represented by four players. Christopher Bush, Alexander Mybush, Stephen Dominici and Jason Guerrier were on the card for the Qantas Joeys, and would have been a good experience for those boys playing over in Turkey in two matches such as what they played.
Great to see four guys from the local scene in the AIS program, so you'd have to be confident that two or three of them will make it through to the A-League standard, if not higher.
And, you'd hope so.
And Rad has just walked through the door, so
that's
be good.
We'll be able to get him in just a second. Matilda's training camp started on the 30th of April to the 4th of May at the Carrara Stadium in the Gold Coast. Canberra United, represented by five players, Ellie Brush, Grace Gill, Thea Slatcher, Sasha McDonnell and Cara Mowbray. So it's good to see the representation from the Canberra United girls there. Five girls coming in the Matilda squad. And it's good to see that Tom Samani's picked a bit of local talent there.
It is. Also, the Dubbo twins, Canberra United players, Ashley and Nicole Sykes, have the FFA. They've been unable to play in the Boys Under 18 League, and the FFA have taken the local association to court, or to have some legal negotiations. And I think the local association have been a bit stunned by this. So I imagine the outcome when the little association meets the big bad FFA. I'm sure the Sykes girls will be playing pretty soon.
And yeah, for those who don't know the story, that's because they've applied to play in the local boys under 18s league, I think it was, wasn't it? And they were turned down.
Yeah, and I think the grounds, basically what they're saying is you can either exclude them because they're not physically strong enough or not skillful enough. And if so, the FFA are asking, you know, where's the results of your tests? Or secondly, you can exclude them on gender, which I don't think you can under the constitution. So either way, the local association are under a bit of pressure to produce some results. So
we'll keep an eye on that and let you know, obviously, as and when that comes about.
Although, interestingly, Russ, whenever I write about the Dubbo Sykes girls, who obviously are part of the Matildas, Young Matildas and Canberra United, I consider them local, part of the community, there's a few people who get really outraged by the fact that I write about the Dubbo girls and quite sick about hearing about them, which I find very weird and strange. And I don't know
what seems to be the reasoning for this.
They just say that they're not part of the local community, the Canberra community, and so I've gently pointed out that it's a blog and that you can write what you want on the blog. I'm not paid by anybody. It's not a Canberra football blog. They put it on their website out of, you know, just because it's news about football. But there's no reason why I have to write about Canberra football.
And last time I looked, they both played in the Canberra United women's team, so that by association then makes them part of the local community for me.
And aside from that, if I want to write about it, well, that's what a blog is.
I will. And if you don't like about it, feel free to go on and write about it, because that's what a blog's for as well.
Yeah, or don't read it.
Or don't read it.
Go on and find a better blog about local football. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Club Pink Premier League fixtures start this weekend. First round of the Women's Top Elite League. Three matches to be played on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Deakin Oval. The Canberra FC, newly formed Canberra FC, play ANU in their first match back in the Club Pink Premier League. And two big games down at Corwell, Woden Valley against the Bell West Foxes, a rematch there of the Federation Cup final, I believe, and Western Creek against Belconnen United. Both games at Corwell, 2-3 and 2-4 at 1 o'clock. We're looking forward to that competition kicking off, Eamon.
We were hoping to have Rad Trepkowski. As the time clicks by, we're less assured that he'll be walking through the door. I did think I'd seen him, but it's obviously a mirage.
maybe you never know. Maybe Rad's got his days mixed up. We have got some news on him. We'll speak about that later on. Anyway, I've got further news on an exciting match taking place on Friday at the Belconnen Soccer Centre, Eamon, at 6:30. The ACT Young Socceroos will play the Beijing Guoan FC Under-20s in a match and a friendly game. The Beijing squad are over here having a training and competition opportunity down in Victoria as we speak, playing some games with the VFA and Victorian-based teams, playing the ACT Under-20s on Friday night, then playing Canberra City's Premier League team on Saturday and the Marconi Stallions. And the ACT Rockets coaches Ian Shaw and Pat McCann have told me that they're having a competitive annual calendar for the Rockets at the moment. They're helping to get that on. There's a couple of games coming up for them as well. They're trying to get that fixture list up and running. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of the squad for the under-20s, ACT Rockets under-20s. Goalkeepers Ashley Collins from Tuggeranong and Jason Denham from the O'Connor Knights. The defenders, Zach Mabry from Belconnen, John O'Reese from Woden Valley, Bernard Rene from Belconnen United, Edgar Daly from ANU and Ryan Jones from ANU. Midfielders are Cuffin Evans from Woden Valley, Taylor Beaton from Belconnen, Luke Pilkington from ANU, Dean Tomeski from the Knights, Tim McLaughlin from ANU, Marco Siljanowski from Woden Valley and Anthony Bekovic from ANU. And the three forwards they've selected, Dana Gabare from the ANU, Matt Atkins from Olympic and Yanni Karabalis also from Olympic. So a good-looking squad there, made up of six ANU players, three from Woden Valley and three from Belconnen, two from the Knights, two from Olympic and one from Tuggeranong. So a very diverse squad that Ian Shaw and Pat McCann have picked.
You're listening to The Near Post. My name's Eamon Flanagan. With me is Russ Gibbs. Russ, we'll have a full roundup of the local Premier scene towards the end of the show, but it's also junior football season is starting, the Women's League starting, and I guess to celebrate the thousands upon thousands of junior football players that are going out there, Rad Trepkowski has joined us from Woden Valley Football Club. And Rad is obviously passionate about his football. He came in, some listeners may remember, he came in last year to talk about the plan, how the boys of Woden Valley were going to were in the middle of organising their trip away. At that stage it seemed like a long way off. We're a little bit closer, and I'm delighted to say, Rad, that welcome you to the studio first of all, but also you've sent through a thorough and I think every guest should have to send through a thorough documentation of what they're doing, so to make our life a lot easier. So we appreciate that, Rad, very much, and welcome to, thanks for joining us tonight. Just, Rad, last year when you came in, you talked about your plans, but obviously things have gone forward at a great rate. It's been a long journey. Basically, tell us what's happening, who's going, where are you going?
Well, in a nutshell, we're travelling to six European cities commencing on the 3rd of July.
Last time I was in, we were just about ready to organise a Lightning football tournament as our major fundraiser, which actually was a huge event. We had close to 60 teams take part over the weekend, and this year's tournament also was quite big as well.
So a little bit less, I heard, this year.
I think it was close to about 50 teams this year, so maybe the economic climate, a lot of people are hanging their hats on that.
Yeah.
So that's held a few numbers back.
But it didn't affect you, hopefully?
Last year it didn't. It has, in Europe, it has affected us. We were looking at a second tournament in Amsterdam, the Haarlem Cup.
Oh yeah,
it's been running for 24 years. It was in its 25th year this year, and they actually cancelled the tournament because of the economic climate.
Wow!
So, which was a bit unfortunate, but we've managed to organise three matches there, friendly matches against Dutch opposition. So that'll be good for the boys.
It certainly will. So you're heading off to in July just under 3 weeks, is it?
Yeah, 22 nights the tour is for. We're heading off 3rd of July. We our first stop is in Helsinki. The Helsinki Cup, which is in its 35th year,
right?
And apparently we're the first ever team from Australia to go along to the Helsinki Cup, so they're very excited about hosting us, and we're very excited on being the first team from Australia to take part in the Helsinki Cup.
That's fantastic. What are some of the highlights are you going to go to? Have to mention Manchester United, because Russ is a big Manchester United fan, even though I grew up with two brothers who are Manchester United, so we get that over the way. So the lads obviously will be excited about going to Manchester United. You're going to play teams in England, Bristol Rovers, Cheltenham down in London. You'll probably have a tour of the Gunners at Arsenal's ground. It's just Paris for a few days. What a trip.
It's mind-blowing, really. It's been 3 years in the making. It hasn't sort of happened overnight. But you're right, after Helsinki, we do venture into Manchester for 3 nights. And the contact we have there is actually a life member of the Manchester United Football Club. And talking to him by phone and via email, he tells me blow by blow all the matches he goes to.
I hope he's ringing you.
Oh, well, it's both ways. But so we've got 2 matches there. Then we're off to London to play the Charlton Athletic under-15s academy side to try our luck against those guys. And the contact there has been terrific as well. Then we're off to Cardiff for a night, and we come back and play Bristol Rovers as our match there. And into Paris for 4 nights, a couple of matches there, and finish off in Amsterdam with 3 matches there.
Right, I wanted to ask you, logistically, how was it all going about organising all these games against all these foreign oppositions? I mean, how's your French and your Dutch and your Finnish getting you through?
All those languages are non-existent, to be honest with you. I'm pleasantly surprised every time I do pick up the phone and talk to people over there that their English is quite good, and they're quite easy to get along with and very accommodating. All the people I've spoken to over there.
It's just the English you can't understand, is it?
the fellow in Helsinki, the organisers there have been terrific. They've put us on to contacts in Haarlem, Amsterdam, in Paris, and those guys have managed to organise matches for us. So the Helsinki mob have been very good.
In terms of accommodation, what's your plans? Where are you billeting the boys out with locals, or you're staying in hotels?
No, quite surprisingly, it's all 4-star accommodation, which has been terrific. Again, very accommodating over there in Helsinki. We've managed to we've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner plus 7 nights accommodation. I think it works out to about $80 a night. So it's fantastic. They really looked after us over there.
What are the boys thinking? I mean, obviously they're 15 years. Some of them would have never been out of Australia, I assume. And to be the thoughts of them, you know, they're sitting there on the chance of a trip of not just playing football over there, but they're going to these places for the first time with their mates. I mean, it must be fantastic.
I think a lot of the boys, when we first mentioned this, thought it was a bit of a joke, because we took them away to the Champions Cup in the Gold Coast Champions Cup back in 2005 as a bit of a trial.
So when they're under 12 or 13?
They were under 12, yeah. So that was an 8-night, nine-night getaway, so that was interesting, and all went well. And then I did mention to the parents, next is Europe, and I think a lot of them thought it was a bit of a joke, but it has all come together nicely.
So most of those guys who went to the Gold Coast, they've all played together, have that all that time.
To a lot of people's surprise, this team that we are taking, close to about 70% of these players have been together for the past 5 years, 6 years. So it's a very close knit squad.
Yeah. And you've been the coach, have you, right, all that time?
This ninth season now with the boys, season. So I've seen them all grow up from waist high and now higher than myself.
Now, that's an interesting aside, isn't it? Just, I mean, as a, you know, for your life, you've seen these guys for nine years with these guys. I mean, just what has been some of the changes you've seen in the boys as a parent, as a coach, dad, I guess?
I think the biggest change is their attitude, to be honest with you. They've all developed an attitude the last year or two, but...
You're taking them away to Paris.
I think they're all smart kids. They're all got their heads screwed on correctly. And end of the day, it's about football. And like a lot of young kids, they enjoy playing football, and they enjoy playing football in this team. So, in fact, we've got one particular kid who's changed schools. He's changed schools to be with this particular team this year.
And you're able to get these lads out of school for this?
Well, we're away for 2 weeks during the school holidays, and then a lot of the lads will be away for an extra 2 weeks. So, end of the day, it was the parents' decision.
I mean, they'll learn more on the trip than in school. Yeah.
Exactly.
And your support staff, you're not going alone. Obviously, you're going to have a bit of help.
Yeah, we're taking a fully qualified physio. Kate O'Connell's coming with us from Southside Physiotherapy. So, I'd like to thank on air Bianca Krag, who's the owner of Southside Physio, for letting Kate travel with us. We're fully funding her trip, which is at our expense, but to have someone qualified like that to look after the players is a must, I think.
Absolutely fantastic, yeah. Gives some credibility to the trip, and also support for the boys is great.
Definitely. Kate's been working very hard with us the last 12 to 18 months. She's written strength conditioning programs for the players and has them going in to see her to make sure that they're all on track, so it's all been working very well.
And you have an assistant coach?
Yeah, we've got Frank Borgner, who's been with us now for, this is our fourth year together, so he's also on the trip, so that all works fine as well. So
how much has this taken out of your life, this organisation? I mean, any of these voluntary, you know, any voluntary role is not easy, but this is obviously huge.
To be honest with you, Eamon, I haven't kept records. I'm a bit frightened to do so, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the planning. I enjoy being part of the squad, and it really I suppose gives me a lot of pleasure to have this trip finally come off. It's only 8 weeks away now, so
it's
getting very close.
Looking at the figures you've got here, I mean, just to let people know, it is a monumental task that you've been asked to do here, to fundraise $126,000 to cover the 17 players and the team physio for over 30 months.
I like this one, Russ.
It's amazing.
Sold over 34,000 pieces of Cadbury's chocolate.
34,000, is that frogs? Frogos, yeah, and stuff,
that's right,
like that.
The frogs,
and
yes,
there's loads of stuff here. There's 9,000 sausages, 3,000 egg and bacon rolls.
20 Bunnings barbecues. Bunnings should be paying you. Yeah.
Was there ever a stage when you thought it wasn't going to happen?
To be honest with you, no. No, I mean, I personally was determined to make sure this did happen, because I actually went over in 05 with my son, who was 10 years old then, with Jason Lance from the Corver Academy here in Canberra, and I seen firsthand what it's all about over there. We had a good introduction to football in Holland and then over in the UK, and at that stage I thought this would be something very unique to go with your own local football team. So from there on in, it was something that I really was determined to make sure happened.
Well, you're 8 weeks away, Rad. I mean, I think this is a bit of a Woden Valley annual event, isn't it? Because I know next year, Karen Faishney, I know, when she came in last year, she was talking about they were organising a trip.
Well, the boys went away to Sweden to play in the Gothia Cup 2 years ago now.
Yep.
They did very well in that particular championship. Prior to that, the girls...
The
girls last year went to the Dana Cup in Denmark, and they also took a bunch of girls over about, I think, 4 years ago to the Dana Cup. So we're the fourth team to go away.
Is there anybody planning...
There's more activity. We've got a team who's under-14s this year. They're travelling next year to Germany. And then we've got another team who's under-13s this year, boys' team, and they're travelling to Serbia, is the plan, in 2 years' time.
Right.
And I believe a girls' team is also looking to go to Denmark again next year.
Wow.
So a lot of activity at the Woden Club.
It's interesting, because when various Woden people have been in over the last year or so talking about these trips that they've been doing, I started thinking about it for my own club. I'm involved with Madura, and I thought, I looked at the figures, and I thought, I'm off to Asia.
It's a huge commitment.
It is a huge commitment.
I mean, we set this budget up nearly 30 months ago. We said it'll be roughly $7,000 a head, and it was a big figure for a lot of people to come to grips with.
Sure, it is. What are the boys had to do? You know, obviously, the 15 years, as I've been a former teacher, the 15-year-old boys aren't always the most motivated. Some of them are incredibly motivated, but you know, you've got a large group there.
We have. I mean, each of the players have taken this upon themselves at different levels. Some have been very, very enthusiastic and raised a lot of dollars within 18 to 20 months. Others have sort of dragged their feet a little bit, but they've had a good push from the parents. We installed a repayment type program some time ago, where we insisted that you make instalments every second or third month, and those instalments could come from fundraising or they could come from your own pocket. So that's how we try to break the cost down a fair bit, and it seemed to work quite well.
Have you had people dropping out along the way, or is it?
We have indeed. Yep. We've had I think 3 or 4 people drop out for various reasons.
Sure.
But we haven't had any problems at all filling those spots. As soon as one would drop out, kids would hear, clubs would hear that the trip was on and there's a spot open. So it was just a matter of making sure that who we brought in could actually, benefit the team and benefit the players they were going to play with.
And we talked a bit socially, but what about from a coach's point of view, what are you trying to get out of it in terms of a football point of view? I suppose really it's all about a lifetime experience, but I mean, obviously, you know, you want to, you've got thoughts on that?
My main aim has been along the way to basically get these players playing at their best possible potential, whether that's to reach the Premier League here in Canberra, whether it's to play in Sydney or play in the A-League. every kid has their own dreams, own aspirations, but my main goal as a coach is to get the best out of each player and whatever level that is, as long as they're playing football for a long time to come.
And that's what most of the boys there are aiming at, would like at the moment, dreaming of playing maybe Premier League or certainly A-League?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I have a questionnaire that I have the players fill out every year as part of our process, and it's funny, year after year, the same old thing comes out, you know, that your Barcelonas, your Man U's, your Arsenals, a number of them now, I think, have come to the realisation that maybe the A-League, maybe the Premier League here in Canberra is a starting point, and then build on that.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting as they go along.
Looking at the itinerary though, Rad, I mean, it's not just all football when you get over there. No. There's a lot of cultural and you know, historical sites you're taking the kids to, and yeah, there'll be some shenanigans. Do you think the boys will benefit and enjoy taking that in? Are they at the right age to be able to do that?
I certainly hope so. I mean, the plan is there's close to 15 games in those 22 nights, so a lot of football. But in between, the whole idea behind this itinerary was to give them a break in between, but also have a lot of cultural aspects thrown in, such as there's visits there to Stonehenge and the Roman baths in Bath. In Paris, obviously the Eiffel Tower, and a bit of a cruise on the river. In London, again, all the sites in London, Warwick Castle, all sorts of things that I think a lot of the parents also insisted should be part of the itinerary.
I think it should. I mean, they'll remember it forever.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's an absolute trip of a lifetime. As they're going for the football again with the mates, but they're going to see things that they may never get to see again. You don't know, do you?
Yeah. Hopefully not too many things that they'll never see again, but it should be. I think a lot of the parents are concerned about what they'll see in Amsterdam, but hopefully not too much.
I think what I really want to know was, do you need any radio commentaries while you're over there? Because I think we'll be quite keen. It sounds like a fantastic trip, and congratulations in organising it all in such a lengthy process and getting everybody involved. Have you had good feedback from the parents in terms of in terms of them being a lot of supportive towards you and hoping that maybe 3 years down the track they can do another one?
I don't know about another one, but I mean, the support from the parents has been excellent, even from day one when we said this is what we're looking to do. Even with raised eyebrows, I think the support was there from day one, and it was just a matter of bringing everything together. And the fundraising has been a test at times, but what we did is actually we did some group fundraising, then we left a lot of fundraising up to the individuals to do on their own, so kept it separate to that extent.
Have you got all the money in now, or have you still got
the money's all in.
So it's all done? 8 weeks out and
you're all... It's still in the accounts. We paid for our airfares some time ago, and we're just coming now to the final aspects of the ground costings. And hopefully we're looking to pay for all that sometime this week, early next week, and then it's
all
done. So
you're on Easy Street, Rad. Oh, yeah. You just got the minor task now of taking 17 boys overseas.
I think all the fun begins when we get on that plane on the 3rd of July, so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
From your own point of view, is there any particular aspect of the trip you're looking forward to the most? Any particular place or to visit, or any particular country or team you're looking forward to playing against or anything?
I mean, I'm looking forward to the football in particular, more so than the sightseeing, but probably the Helsinki Cup. The organisers over there faxed over the list of all the teams coming to the under-15s, and there's 60 teams playing in the under-15s boys comp and 9 teams from Brazil, so we're definitely going to be in with the group with Brazil. There's teams from Russia coming, teams from Portugal, teams from Turkey, so we're hoping that they'll throw us in with a whole stack of different teams from different countries.
That's the one tournament you've been able to get into, is it the Helsinki tournament?
That's a definite goer. 800 plus teams every year, so it's something that they...
So that's really the focal point, really, in terms of football, where you want to kind of achieve a little bit? Or?
Well, I mean, we're not going there with aspirations of winning silverware, but what we want to do is make sure that we're competitive. And obviously, like all coaches and all players, we hope to take a few wins away as well. So.
Sure.
You're taking an Australian kit to play in so that you can represent the country?
Well actually, the club does have a policy in place with regards to kits as teams travel. And that is that we travel in the club colours, the Woden Valley red and sky blue. So we actually the kit is sitting in my home at the moment, 17 bags all ready to go, and the kit is the Arsenal kit, the old Arsenal kit, with wherever there's white, there's now sky blue. So the players' surnames on the back with their numbers they've been wearing for the last 3 or 4 years.
I think most people around Canberra know the Woden Valley kit. Absolutely. Well, these days.
So it's fantastic.
Before you came in, Rad, Russ and I were having a chat about the itinerary, and we noted that you're playing, I mean, obviously we're both from England, and we noticed you're playing Bristol Rovers on the 15s and Charlton, I think, on the 15s, and Russ was, thinking that they'd be very strong sides. Now, we have no idea. But what do you have contact about at the Standard? and how, you know, how the teams might go, or it's just potluck, is it?
From what I've heard and what I've been told on the phone by both of those managers of those teams, that they are a very high standard. So I'm hoping we can go there and keep the damage to a minimum, to be honest with you. If we can go there and get close to them and compete, it'll be a job well done by all the players.
Because you'd say that you're a club side rather than a representative. You haven't really dragged in players from all over the place. No.
We've got one kid coming with us from the Wollongong Wolves. We formed the relationship with his team back in under-11s Kanga Cup, so some 4 years ago. And when the opportunity came up and the spot came up, the email went out and the kid was on board within 24 hours and had his deposit paid.
Wow.
So it's fantastic.
Isn't it? Yeah. Fantastic job you've done.
You mentioned, I was just looking at the fixtures again, you were talking about Charn Athletic and Bristol Rovers, then off to the Helsinki Cup. You might get a group of different, you know, Brazil, Portuguese, Russians who are playing a couple of games in Holland, a couple of games in France. Do you expect to see a lot of different styles of football in the different countries that you visit?
Certainly. I mean, we're hoping. I mean, the Dutch system, obviously, the total football system. I mean, there's one system there. You'll have the Brazilians that hopefully will simply just attack all day long. So other teams that will sit back and wait for us. So
what's the Woden Valley system?
The Woden Valley system is to probably sit and wait for the first few minutes and see what we're actually playing against. And I mean, the boys are quite a decent bunch of boys. They can play football.
Yep. They're playing Div 1, aren't they?
They're playing Div 1. Yep. They've been the premiers of the Div 1 competition the last 3 years in a row. And we're looking for something special again this year. Last year, the boys went through without dropping a point. They had 15 matches and 15 wins. So they are quite a decent team, and they can play when they really come ready to play. So.
Well, it'll certainly open some of their eyes and to standards of football. You know, obviously they're probably get thumped in one or two games, maybe, but maybe they won't. But certainly, from an individual player's point of view, they're going to learn a fair bit from their own football performance, their own attitudes.
Mm.
It's going to be great for them. It's a great test.
Well, I mean, just on that thumping bit, we did actually have a representative from ACTAS who travelled with ACTAS some years ago to the UK to come and talk to the parents, and he was telling us all about his experiences and how they played your Charltons, your Arsenals, your Man U's, and some games they did get thumped, other games they were very competitive. So, end of the day, as long as you enjoy the experience and come back a better player.
That's right, and you know what we say on the Near Post Road, you're only as good as your coach.
Exactly.
I'd just like to say congratulations for getting it all done. I think it's a great thing for local football, and you should be congratulated.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic, Rod. You know, local, we rely on volunteers like you to get involved in the game, but just at local level, at coach level, but to go on and do something like this is fantastic. And for these group of boys, they'll never forget this trip, and I think it's a great thing you and Woden Valley have done. And Rod, if we can, we'd love you to have you back in after the trip.
Oh, I'd love to come back in and let you know how we went.
Yeah, so. It'd be great. So we look forward to it. Yeah. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so we're just going to wrap Russ with the Premier League this weekend, and good luck to all the junior clubs and women's league starting on the weekend. There's thousands of people going out there running around watching football at all the clubs, and give the referees your full support and all the players your full support, because it's a beautiful game when it's played in the right spirit.
Well, we'll wrap with the Premier League results on the weekend. We'll stay with Woden Valley. They drew 1-1 with ANUFC. Hayden O'Kelly gave Woden Valley the lead. Ryan Jones's penalty getting a point for John Mitchell's men, keeping ANU in second on the ladder and Woden in third. Both of them trailed Canberra SC, who are 2-2. They won 4-3 on the weekend against Canberra City. John Ison with a brace. Alex Castro and Michael Spalletta scoring the goals for Canberra SC. A double from Pat Ross McGee and one from Simon Allen. Not enough to get Canberra City over the line, but that was a good performance from Pat Caggiano's boys. The other two matches on the weekend, Canberra Olympic and O'Connor Knights shared the points in a 2-2 draw. Olympic took a 2-0 lead through Oliver Wiedeker and Scott Barsley. A Steve Vanzetti own goal and a Goran Veljanovski equaliser, getting O'Connor their first point of the season, and Olympic getting off the season with a draw. And finally, at Canberra 2, it finished Tuggeranong United 1, Queanbeyan City 2. Goran Josefowski with a brace for Queanbeyan City, including a last-minute winner. Tim Mathers' goal for Tuggeranong United, not enough. And it also finished 2-1 in sendings off to Queanbeyan City. Ludovic Papin and Tony Alekowski, the captain, were sent off for Queanbeyan. Pete McLaughlin going for Tuggeranong United. Just to tell you the fixtures this weekend, Saturday at McKellar Stadium, Belconnen United play Canberra Olympic. And on Sunday at ANU North, it's ANU versus Canberra FC. At Woden Valley, it's Woden Valley versus Tuggeranong United. And at the Riverside, it's Queanbeyan City versus the O'Connor Knights.
Are you wandering out this weekend, Russ?
Yeah, I'll probably go down to watch a couple of the games. Got a bit of cramp here in the studio.
You've got a cramp. Calling out the results.
Calling out the results, it's not good.
We're the fittest football commentator country.
Absolutely. I'll probably head out to a match this weekend. Not entirely sure which one it will be yet. I might head down to Worthing Close to watch the Dougie's boys to see if they can get their first point of the season.
I'd put
but Belconnen Olympic is the big one.
I'd put in a workers' comp claim there, Russ. What about the the Women's League? That's starting up this weekend?
Yeah, Club Pink Premier League all on Sunday. Weston Creek versus Belconnen United. Canberra FC versus ANU and Woden Valley versus the Foxes. The Weston Creek and Woden Valley games at Corwell. The Canberra FC match at Deakin Oval. And we'll be interested to see how Canberra FC's girls go in their first league match of the, since their reformation.
Are you predicting a win?
Against ANU, it should be a tricky one, but out of all the teams in the league, I think that would be the one they'd like to start with, and I think, yes, they will win.
OK, well, that's the wrap from the Near Post this week. As mentioned earlier, we're looking for people to get involved in the show. If you'd like to be a host of the local show, join us maybe once a week or once a month. We'd be delighted to have you involved, whether you've got opinions or thoughts on junior football, women's football or men's football, really just a little bit of knowledge with Russ and myself and one or two others. We're trying to spread the load, I guess. And also, you can hear the interview today with Rad on the podcast. So if you know anybody who would like to listen, the podcast should be, it'll be, certainly be available on the blog, www.nearpost.blogspot.com, and should also be available on the Capital Football website. So you can catch up what's happening with local football, and particularly with the Woden Valley trip. And just to say thanks once again to Russ Gibbs, and particularly to Rad Trivkovsky for calling in, and best of luck for Rad with your trip, and to all the boys and the people going to Europe.
Thank you.
And whether you're going playing down at the local oval or going to Europe, to Finland or wherever you're going, if you're going to the Near Post,
get there first.
Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The Near Post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the Near Post, get there first.